We know a lot about the trades. Heck, we're great partners and great friends with Tom Middlebrun of NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association, IBEW. We do lots of things with them over the years and their trade work and trade schools. But this is something really special and really different that we are being introduced to ourselves and introducing to you. It's brand new. It's right here, a block or two away from the Fisher Building, 59 Seward Avenue. It's the M Training Center, offering hands-on learning experiences in the maintenance technician field. They welcome individuals of all backgrounds who bring their own unique experiences to the training environment, and they offer you a real hand up, not hand out, but a hand up, and an opportunity to change your life. And much of this came from their own need. Van Fox is the successful president of MHT Housing. And out of your own, with all of the real estate that you control, that you've built, that you manage, you realized that there was a shortage of maintenance engineers. And so instead of banging your head against the wall, at least the way I see it, Van Fox, is you decided to help create some of these people and give them an opportunity.
Well, thank you, Paul W., and happy Friday, and thanks for being at our wonderful facility.
It's a beautiful facility.
Thank you. We're very proud of it. And being here with the deputy mayor, being readily recognized as the assistant chief of the greatest police department, Todd was the first guest that we brought here, and he's now here with us live to celebrate the grand opening of the M Training Center, which is to promote people to gain confidence and get peace, to know that they can work with their hands and they can work with their mind as we retrain, redevelop, and put back in the workforce. So to learn mechanical, electrical, plumbing, to recognize new carpentry, to recognize the new technologies and the tools and equipment that are in place and get people reacquainted back into the workforce, that's what we're here for. And again, to celebrate Todd and his participation here with our center, recognizing he has now also been promoted to the deputy mayor, we're super pleased and proud to have him and you for our grand opening.
Detroit Deputy Mayor Todd Bettison, last time we spoke, you were still in the police ranks, if you will. You've risen alongside and above as deputy mayor, and this has got to make you and Mayor Mike Duggan extremely happy to see this kind of facility right here in the New Center area to help people get back on their feet, get jobs. People who need help getting a driver's license, need help because maybe they were charged with a felony. They've done their time, and they have a right now to try to get back at it. And these folks, obviously, led by Van Fox as at MHT, are helping people do that.
Absolutely, Paul. Detroiters, they don't want a handout. They want a hand up and opportunities. And so what Mr. Fox is doing is just phenomenal. And it's a true need there. And I love the word that you used as far as engineers. What is it, maintenance engineers? And just the common term is a handyman as well, or handy woman. But somebody who's able to come in and do those things that a lot of people just don't have the skill sets to do. And so everyone has homes, and you have apartment buildings, and you have, but things break, and you have to be able to keep those things up. So Van is doing a phenomenal job with this center here, being able to teach this, the trades as far as plumbing and just being able to fix a furnace and things that folks will always need, and it's going to always keep individuals employed.
And it's not a bunch of books that they're studying. We sit amongst, in this classroom, we sit amongst a real furnace, a real hot water heater, a real bathroom, kitchen area, a ladder to a roof. I mean, it's an apartment or house right here, reconstructed, so they have hands-on experience with these things. They're going to get paid to learn certain skills in electrical, plumbing, HVAC, appliance repair, painting, and drywall. Assistance with any of the previous employment hurdles they might have had that I mentioned at the beginning here, gain interview skills and a resume, and then upon completion, an opportunity for a full-time employment with benefits. There'll come a time even for you, as successful Van Fox as you are, is that you won't be able to hire every one of these people, but you're going to hire a lot of them.
Correct. A lot of people just have a flashlight and a checkbook in their toolbox, but here there is all the equipment needed to manage your house, to manage an apartment community, and we're going to do our best to place everybody where it's most suitable. We're big into construction. We are building throughout the city of Detroit and throughout the state of Michigan, and we're going to be able to place people amongst our trades that work for us. We're going to be able to bring them into our apartment communities. We're going to be able to bring them into our corporate office. This facility here is one of three, recognizing the second one's going to be built down in Mexican Town, and that's going to be going live here probably in another 6 months. But the success that we're already recognizing with our youth and with our seniors is just phenomenal. To use the electrical panels, to use a snake to unplug a toilet or a sink, it's rather remarkable what folks have been able to accomplish. So giving people the confidence to know how to use the equipment and to self-perform, it's pretty big. But to get people, most importantly, back into the workforce, that's what excites us.
You're giving them an opportunity they would not have otherwise.
Correct.
And you're giving them confidence that they would not have otherwise.
Big benefits: health care, reduced housing expense, and a full-time job with benefits, with pay.
Good jobs with good pay.
Thank you.
God bless you for what you're doing. Van Fox, president of MHT Housing, also Continental Management, and all the other good things you're doing. The love you're spreading around the city of Detroit. And Deputy Mayor Todd Bettison, God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.